Looking back on April 14, the day in 1896 when Dr. John Kellogg and his brother William were presented their patent for cornflakes.
Started on cornflakes in about, I suppose, the early 50s, really. I've stayed with it and I really enjoy it now.
Stack of birthdays today, starting with country music great Loretta Lynn. She turns 88. Remember this, Loretta?
One of them a toddling man, one is a crawling man, one's on the way.
British actress Julie Christie turns 79. She starred in the 60s films Dr. Zhivago and Far From the Madding Crowd and returned in the 2000s in Finding Neverland and Troy.
You will find peace. You'll find a wonderful woman. You'll have sons and daughters, and they will have children, and they will love you.
Guitar legend Ritchie Blackmore is 75, a member of rock band Deep Purple. Birthday for Robert, the brother in the sitcom Everybody Loves Raymond. Brad Garrett is 60.
I'm sorry, Deb. Really, thanks very much. Everything was great that you did.
Queensland and Australian fast bowler Craig McDermott is 55 today. He's the bowling coach for the Aussie team these days.
Taken by Ian Healy. A pretty easy one there for Healy. A well-deserved reward for Craig McDermott.
Commonwealth gold medalist and dual Olympian Jane Fleming is also 55.
My father always said to me when I was young and doing sport or going to school or whatever, all you can ever ask of yourself is to do the best you can on the day.
One of the 80s Brat Pack stars turns 52 today, Anthony Michael Hall. Remember, he was in The Breakfast Club and Weird Science.
Man, I consider you guys my friends. I'm not wrong, am I?
And Sarah Michelle Gellar is 43, the star of Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
What am I, a toy?
Buffy, please calm down.
I'll calm down and you explain yourself.
Finally, one of daytime TV's longest-serving actors, John Clarke, was born on this day. He was Mickey Horton, one of the originals on Days of Our Lives, till his retirement in 2004. He died aged 88 in 2019.
It came to me when I was looking at her. Really, I was looking at you.
Some of the things to remember on April 14.